Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, let's talk critters here. And the reason we wanted to have a chat with you this morning, Chad, and we do appreciate you coming on, is that stink bugs are starting to surface in our homes again. And it seems like just based on numbers and comments and things people are saying, they're as bad as ever. Is that our imagination?
No, we really kind of expect that. And we've seen that kind of thing with other overwintering insects before. What we think is happening is that the brown marmorated stink bug, which is the one that we're dealing with, it kind of goes through cycles. We saw them several years ago really, really bad, and then it kind of tapered off, and we think that probably what's happening is we're getting kind of a rebound. So it's more more kind of like a natural up and down, if you will, over the course of several years.
So as the temperatures, and now we're dipping into the upper 30s, critters start moving back in, including not only stink bugs, but what else?
So they've been outside and they're coming in. Is that the idea?
They really just kind of mind their own business outside, and then when the day length shortens, we get the shorter time where we have sun during the day, and then the drop in temperature. They sense that, and they know that it's time to head for warmer pastures, if you will, to get away from the upcoming cold. And there's really kind of a laundry list of things that that will do that kind of behavior, is what we call overwintering behavior. It's not only the stink bug, but we have the western conifer seed bug and multicolored Asian lady beetle, box elder bugs, cluster flies. We even see that with wasp queens when the colony will die out and only the queen will survive and overwinter and repopulate in the spring.
It sounds like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it really does. Is there anything that you can do, put up a trap or anything in your home? Let's go back to the stink bugs to combat the stink bug and so that they're not a nuisance.
Yeah, not really on the inside. If we're talking about stink bugs specifically, they tend to get into these higher places, like into attics and things where they have openings, that we need into that kind of area of the structure. Light traps tend to work really well for stink bugs, but all of these things, once you see them on the inside, they're inside. At that point, there's no need to apply any insecticide. We really need to start on the outside where these things are before they come inside. Oh,
so now would be great. A good time to try to remedy that. And mice, little field mice, yeah. and other critters also make their way back in if they're not already there.
Yeah, it is the season for mice to start trying to do the same thing.
What do we do for that?
Yeah, how do you keep them out, or what do you do with them?
Yeah, I mean, again, it all starts, most pest management programs really start with a good, robust program or attempt to keep things out and control them on the outside rather than on the inside. Now, once you do have rodents on the inside, then certainly there are things that can be done to help get rid of them on the inside.
Traps.
Yep, traps. Traps of all kinds.
We're with Dr. Chad Gore from Ehrlich. What about any update with your new technology out there in San Diego conference about bed bugs?
Yeah, because we've got another school district here that is reporting a problem with bed bugs again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, the industry is constantly fighting a battle with really trying to help our customers with bed bugs. And thank goodness we have a lot of good manufacturers that provide some great materials. We do have new technologies that came out about a year or so ago using fungi to control bed bugs.
Right.
And it's not quite as scary as it might think, in terms of fungi. But there are some great chemistries out there that are, really good for bed bugs.
Should you pre-treat, even if you don't think you have them, you're not going to have them, but you're worried about it, should you pre-treat your place?
Yeah, that's a tough question to answer because, it's all what you want to really expose yourself to. The material should not be placed in places where people spend a lot of time touching it or touching it at all. In most cases, doing pre-treating for bed bugs is really not something that's very effective in your home, because your risk of bringing them in is typically much less. Now, that's not the case when it comes to things like hotels, where you have a constant churn of people.
Right.
In that case, you actually can. There are programs that we put together and other pest management professionals that really can help with that that kind of thing from a more proactive kind of perspective. You can never prevent them from coming in or being brought in, but you can be a little more proactive in how you address them.
That just the thought of it makes me itchy.
Yes.
Well, any breakthroughs while you're there at this conference?
Not really any major breakthroughs, but we do have some good things coming down the pike on various different pests, not just our overwintering pests, but the ones that we work on and deal with on a day-to-day basis. Like cockroaches and silk flies and things of that nature. So some really interesting chemistries coming out there.
Great. I can only imagine what's in the jars at that conference.
Yeah, great breakfast chatter.
Hey, let me show you this one.
Chad Gore live in San Diego. Well, we appreciate you getting up early for us, Chad. Safe travels home.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.